Christmas, only a couple weeks away. It's that time of year for Christmas lights, candles, cozy fires, and lots of baking and cooking. We've been discussing it's a good idea to cover fire hazards in our Family Emergency Preparedness Handbook, and this evening we're going to be discussing page 8 about fire hazards, fire extinguishers, excuse me. A fire extinguisher is a storage container for a fire extinguishing agent such as water or chemicals. Fire extinguishers are labeled according to the type of fire they are intended for. Using the wrong type of extinguisher on a fire can make the situation worse. Traditionally, the fire extinguishers have only been labeled A, B, C, or D to indicate the type of fire they are to be used on. Recently, pictograms or pictures have come into use. A blue pictogram or picture on the extinguisher indicates the type of fire it should be used on, and a black picture with a slash through it indicates the type of fire it should not be used on. Fire extinguishers may have their letter indicators, pictograms, or both. Fire extinguisher type, Class A, ordinary combustibles. To be used on fires in paper, cloth, wood, rubber, and many plastics. This is a water type extinguisher. Class B, flammable liquids. To be used on oils, gasoline, some paints, lacquers, grease in a frying pan or oven, solvents, and other flammable liquids. Class C, electrical equipment. To be used on fires in wiring, fusing boxes, and other energized electrical equipment. Class D is metals. To be used on combustible metals such as magnesium or sodium. Learn how to pass. Pull the pin. Some extinguishers require the releasing of a lock latch, pressing a puncture lever, or other similar motion. Aim the extinguisher nozzle, horn, or hose at the base of the fire. Squeeze or press the handle. Sweep from side to side at the base of the fire until it goes out. Shut off the extinguisher. Watch for a reflash and reactivate the extinguisher if necessary. Foam and water extinguishers require a slightly different action. Read the instructions. Remember, if there is a fire in your home, get everyone outside. Dial 911. Fight a small fire only. If the fire gets big, get out. Close doors to slow down the fire spread and make sure you stay between the fire and an exit. Buying and maintaining a fire extinguisher, number one. If you plan to buy only one type of extinguisher, a multi-purpose dry chemical extinguisher labeled ABC puts out most types of fires. Number two, the larger the extinguisher, the more fire it puts out. Make sure you can hold and operate the one you purchase. Number three, ask your dealer or contact your fire department to determine how to have your extinguisher serviced and inspected. Recharge or replace the extinguisher after any use. For more information, contact your local fire department. Tip, using the wrong type of fire extinguisher can make the fire worse. I did make a couple of phone calls today about having your fire extinguisher serviced, and you can get an inspection. There is a charge for it. I believe she said it was $14. And it's at the National Extinguishing Service, and it's at the end of Fruitdale. I have a phone number if you'd like that. I also contacted Rowley's because they used to do that, but they no longer do that. Also, and I believe the last couple times we've talked about the emergency fire blankets. So that's a good thing to have hanging in your kitchen or anywhere near, and then you can throw that on top of the fire, and that'll give you more time. So when I call on you, and you have, if you have any suggestions or comments to make, please do so. Feel free to do so. WRMW 211 Hope, radio check for Patriot Ladies. This is 359 Karen. Do you copy?
WRMW 211 Hope, I copy.
Copy that. It's nice to hear your lovely voice, Hope. So we've been reading about fire hazards, and this evening we covered fire extinguishers. Did you have any suggestions or comments that you'd like to share this evening, Hope?
I haven't looked over the material, but I do know that, it's good to check your fire extinguishers to make sure they're not expired, and that's probably all covered. And also, they're not all the same. Some of them are geared more towards one thing than the other. So the ones we have in our kitchen are for, kitchen type fires. I don't know if that's covered, but anyway, that's just kind of something that I'm aware of.
Awesome. Well, thank you for sharing that. Yeah, we have them in our kitchen and other strategic places as well, but it really is a good idea. That's kind of why we're covering all this stuff, that you should give them a check, or if they look like they're old or there's no date on it or whatever, then you might want to take them down and have them checked. So, well, thank you for that. We appreciate that. Do Deborah, Sarah, or Betty want to check in this evening?
WRMW 211 Deborah,
I copy. Awesome. Also nice to hear your lovely voice this evening, Deborah. Is 211 Sarah available this evening?
WRMW 211 Betty, checking in.
Copy that. Well, thank you. It's nice to hear your lovely voice as well, Betty. Is Sarah available this evening? Copy that. Well, thank you, Hope, and ladies, we appreciate your sharing and participating in this radio check, and we welcome you all back again next week. 359, moving to the next radio check. WRMY 378 Robin, radio check for Patriot Ladies. This is WRJX 359 Karen. Do you copy?
WRMY 378 Robin, I copy you loud and clear.
Copy that. You're loud and clear as well. So we've been talking about fire extinguishers, and there is a place in town that does inspect those. There is a charge for that, though. Did you have any suggestions or comments this evening, Robin?
No, it's good to know that at the end of Fruitdale there's a place like that. As a matter of fact, when I was moving some things in my yard, I did notice that I had a couple of them that need to be recharged because they've been around for a while. But other than that, I'm good, and it's very, I'm very, very happy to know that there's that place close by.
Well, there you go, and that's the whole point of our discussions, and this evening we've been talking about the fire extinguishers, and so I think we're probably all going to go check them. Well, thank you, Robin, for sharing and participating in this radio check, and we welcome you back again next week. 359, moving to the next radio check.
78, monitoring.
At this time, I'd like to check in for WRJS 656 Sylvia. She was unable to participate this evening. 359, moving to the next radio check. WQZA 709 Carol, radio check for Patriot Ladies. This is WRJX 359 Karen. Do you copy?
This is WQZA 709 Carol. Copy loud and clear.
Copy that. You're also coming in loud and clear. So we reviewed different fire extinguishers and that they should probably be checked if they've been in your house for a while. Did you have any comments or suggestions this evening, Carol?
Yes. Well, good Christmas presents are the blankets, the fire blankets. We got all of our members last year of one of the fire blankets, and they really loved it. Marcia's got information.
Copy that. Well, thank you very much. That's a really good idea, give them as Christmas gifts. So WQZA 709, Marcia, would you like to share this evening?
Yes, this is Marcia, WQZA 709. We took our extinguishers to Raleigh probably last year or maybe 6 months ago. And they said we were out of date, so we couldn't give them anymore. And they didn't have any extinguishers, but they said a can. The fire gone, stop fire fast. And they said that works just as well. So we have that.
Well, copy that. That's a really good idea. Yeah, I did call Rollies, and he said that they do not service fire extinguishers anymore, but if they have other things like that, that would be great. Is there anything else you'd like to share, Marcia?
That fire blanket is really good. Carol's daughter used it, and it worked really nice, and I recommend them highly.
Well, that's terrible to hear that Carol's daughter had to use one, but I'm really glad that it worked, so that's really a good investment. There are several places you can get them. I think I mentioned before I got one at Bi-Mart in their fire extinguisher section, and it was only $7, so there are lots of other outlets that you're welcome to try as well. Well, thank both of you ladies for sharing and participating in this radio check. We welcome you both back again next week. 359, moving to the next radio check. WRKV 487 Kimber, radio check for Patriot Ladies. This is 359 Karen. Do you copy?